Well, you know, I just kept on drawing comics, and I suppose when I got to secondary school, I was sort of the class cartoonist, and I had the sort of bug that a lot of adolescent boys have, which is kind of collecting things. So I sort of would haunt all the local comic shops trying to make sure that I got the latest issues as they came out and keeping them all together very neatly in a box under my bed and so on. But then when I got to be about 16 or 17, I sort of lost interest in comics and did the things that most blokes of that age do, girls and drinking and scooters as it happened. And it wasn't until a few years later when I was sort of dissatisfied with what I found myself doing as a course of study, which was to be a building surveyor. I was only when I became a bit dissatisfied with that that I thought, I don't know, I wonder if I could draw comics for a living. And I made an abortive attempt at doing it. Once I'd qualified as a surveyor, I packed everything in and went to Spain for a few months and then came back and thought, okay, I'm going to be a comic artist now. And I didn't really make it. I had to borrow money from my parents, and I really only barely made enough money to pay them back my living expenses. Went back to work as a surveyor again, and then I ghosted for another artist while they were on holiday, while I was still working in the daytime. So I'd sort of built up a cushion of money, and I just went from there, and that was in the mid-70s, and I've been going ever since. I didn't go to art school. I mean, I did learn to draw literally just by copying comics. I used to copy comics page for page. You know, if you look at my style now, you can see little bits that sort of come from people like, I don't know, Kurt Swan or Wally Wood, or and I did a little bit of life drawing, although not as anything like as much as I should have done. And I guess I had a, I think I had a natural sort of innate feel for telling stories in pictures, which not everybody has got, and which has never really been widely taught until recently. And there are books about it now, but I think that was an instinctive thing. I think my training as a surveyor and my love of structures and things, which I've always had, meant that I was always able to construct pictures and perspective and so on, which was probably a help. But that was the only sort of relevant education I had, other than to mention that I got into comics by doing balloon lettering. I used to hang around the offices and do the word balloon lettering. And in fact, I'd first done that helping my dad, who used to draw plans as a sort of as an evening job. And he didn't want it to look like he'd drawn the plans, so he taught me to do the lettering, which of course immediately meant that the style was perceived as being something other than his natural style.